about it, but I do volunteer work. And I always say, give unto them, O Lord, the sweet children. Last Christmas, it was kind of neat. I stopped by the Blauman School for the Blind, and there were a lot of kids that didn't have anybody come visit them. And I went by there, and I said, I tell you what, how about a field trip? Because, you know, broadcasting is my life. Running my yap is my trade, and I can be very descriptive. And I'll take these blind kids out, and maybe we'll walk in the forest. And I'll describe it. They said, oh, that's wonderful. Mrs. Hildegard was in charge of the school. And I took 15 kids, and I had this big old van, and we went out into the woods. And we got there, and I said, put your hands on this tree, children. This is a birch tree, what you're feeling. Feels a little sappy. Yeah, feel that sticky stuff? You ever done any taffy pulling? Well, that's what that sap is kind of like. Now, overhead, oh, nobody move. There's a whippoorwill in that tree. Listen carefully for the whippoorwill's cry. All right, now up ahead is some good brush country. Now, don't be alarmed when you hear this, but there could be a pheasant in there. And if there is, I'll run in there and flush him out. Now, when you hear his wings flapping, you'll think it's some kind of machine. But no, a pheasant actually makes a lot of noise when you flush him. Here I go, and I went running into the bushes, and they... pheasant took off, and all the kids are like, wow! And I explained to them about the cloud formations that were overhead. About the birds in the trees. The moss on the ground. The wildlife in the forest. And I could see those kids, their eyes were wide with new experience, with joy. Their other senses, their sense of smell, their sense of touch, their sense of hearing. They came alive in that forest. I said, okay, kids, single file now. What we're about to walk on, that's why I want you in single file, is this is an old abandoned railroad trestle. Now, if you reach out, you see that? That's rust on the tracks. That means this trestle hasn't been used in years. Now, when we walk out, now stay close to me. That's it. Everybody hold the hand of the kid in front. You're going to hear rushing water. Because underneath the trestle, yeah, there's a pretty active river down there. You hear it? All right, come on, let's walk across. Now, when we get to the other side, I want all you kids to sound off your names, and you'll hear your name echoing deep in the canyon. My God. My God! Run! Run! I turned around, and I saw you going as fast as I could. I realized I could not run the train, so I jumped off the trestle. I said, jump, children! Jump! And they all started laughing. Isn't Mr. Gnipinelli funny? He's obviously got a tape recorder with him. I said, jump! There it is! Jump! Oh, my God! There! Oh, my God! Play it ain't so! I watched as the train barreled across the trestle. Leaving an unsavory mess in its path. I swam to the shore and lay there sobbing until finally I crawled up the embankment and found a telephone. I called the Blauman School for the Blind. Hello? Mrs. Hildegard? She said, oh yes, Mr. Grace Winnelli. When are the children coming back? I said, well, parts of them will be on the 12:15.
Changing the way Washington talks, it's the Grease Man on DC.